Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's get real for a sec, life can be a whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, social media pressures, and trying to keep up with the Joneses or at least their Instagram feeds, it's easy to feel like you're just surviving instead of truly thriving. That's why today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Stoic practices for personal growth. Now, before you picture ancient Romans in togas debating philosophy all day, hold on. This isn't about becoming a stone-faced sage, although that could be pretty cool. Stoicism is more like having an internal toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think of it this way. Stoicism helps you build that inner fortress you come within where you can find peace, clarity, and strength even when the world feels chaotic. And let me tell you, in today's world, that's a superpower. So, what are some key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that can actually make a difference in your life? First up, control what you can. Ever heard that phrase, sweat equity? Well, Stoicism takes it to another level. We can't control everything that happens to us, bad weather, traffic jams, unexpected news, you name it. But what we can control is our reaction to these things. Think about a stressful situation at work. You might not be able to change the deadline or magically solve the problem, but you can choose how you respond. Do you let stress take over and become reactive, or do you approach it calmly and strategically? That's where Stoicism comes in, helping you focus your energy on what's within your control. Next, embrace discomfort. Now, I'm not talking about jumping into an ice bath unless that's your thing. But Stoicism teaches us to view discomfort as a natural part of life and even an opportunity for growth. Remember that time you stepped outside your comfort zone and ended up achieving something amazing? That's the power of embracing discomfort. Think about learning a new skill, starting a challenging project, or even just saying no to something that doesn't serve you. These are all ways to push past your comfort zone and build resilience both mentally and emotionally. Third, practice gratitude. This one might seem obvious, but seriously, gratitude is a game changer. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, it shifts our entire perspective. Instead of dwelling on the negative, we start to appreciate the good things in our lives, big and small. Try keeping a gratitude journal, writing down 3 things you are grateful for each day. It sounds simple, but it can seriously impact your mood and outlook. You might be surprised at how much joy there is in simply acknowledging the beauty around us. 4. Live in the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly caught between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's worries? That's when you need a stoic reality check. Living in the present moment means fully engaging with your experiences, savoring a delicious meal, enjoying a conversation with a loved one, or simply taking a deep breath and noticing the sounds around you. The past is gone, and the future hasn't happened yet. The only moment we truly have is now. So, let's make it count. And finally, remember, be kind to yourself. This might be the most important takeaway of all. Stoicism isn't about being perfect or suppressing your emotions. It's about accepting yourself with compassion and understanding flaws and all. Treat yourself with the same kindness and patience you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Let me tell you about a time this Stoic wisdom really resonated with me. Picture this. I was presenting a big project at work, and my palms were sweating, my heart was racing the whole 9 yards. As I took a deep breath before launching into my presentation, I remembered these principles. I focused on what I could control: my preparation, my delivery, and my attitude. I embraced the nerves as a natural part of the experience, reminding myself that this wasn't about being perfect, but about sharing my work with passion and authenticity. And guess what? The presentation went great. So, remember, Stoicism isn't just some ancient philosophy, it's a practical toolkit for navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. You have the power to cultivate inner peace and strength within yourself. It's about taking small steps each day to practice these principles, focusing on what you can control, embracing discomfort, practicing gratitude, living in the present moment, and being kind to yourself. Remember, your calm within is always waiting for you. Just tap into it. Until next time, keep exploring those inner depths and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.